coming from the wrong side of the tracks. It can be a burden to some, and it's a motivator to others. We so often hear of business deals and appointments made by Ivy League buddies who were in the same secret fraternity together that can seem daunting to a person raised in a more modest situation to achieve greatness. But history, not to mention the present, is full of examples of people who achieved greatness despite not being born with that silver spoon in their mouth. Listen to Jack's take on it in this conversation with Cale. Kind of touched on your upbringing, and a lot of people think that to succeed in business, you've got to be an Ivy Leaguer or be from a rich, connected family and born into that. How does someone from less affluent roots, even maybe you'd call it the other side of the tracks, succeed in business in the world today?
You know, I think in retirement, I look back at it, I think it's an advantage to come from the tracks. Sam Walton came from the tracks. Andrew Carnegie was an immigrant from Scotland. So many of the stories you read about great entrepreneurs came because they had a drive system in them that had no quit. And then those that did that, in many cases, were so grateful for what this country opportunity gave them that people like Andrew Carnegie gave all their wealth away and said, any man that dies with a dime is a fool. So they understood what had been given to them, and they understood how to give it back. And I think in many cases it's tougher for a rich man's son to succeed as an entrepreneur than it is for somebody that come from, let's say, the other side of the tracks. That only comes in reflection when you start reading after your retirement. While you're doing it, you're so damn busy and having so much fun, you don't have too much time to reflect.
You've been listening to A Conversation with Cale. Come back soon for more at www.greatlakesgeek.com.